Welcome to the Stoner Den, where stoners come to smoke weed, hang out, and escape the world for a little while. Hey everybody, and welcome to a very special 420 episode of the Stoner Den. Whoop whoop, happy 420! That's right, stoner friends. It is the day we are all waiting for every year, the highest of holidays, our cannabis celebration. It is April 20th, 420, stoner holiday. Yay! Thank you very much for coming and hanging out with me for this special 420 episode of The Den. Oh, by the way, my name is Jess. I don't remember if I said that, but I am your stoned hostess. I am here every week with you guys. Typically, I don't upload on Tuesdays. Saturdays are now my new upload day. Not sure if you guys remember, but I used to upload on Sunday and now I changed it to Saturdays. So I upload a new episode every Saturday at 4:20 a.m. And I decided since today is 4:20, it's our stoner holiday, I'm going to come and hang out with you. And because I live on the west coast of Canada, I am basically the last person in the world to get up, literally, because just that's how time zones work. So unfortunately, you guys are all most of the way through 4:20. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning here for me, and I figured I would get up bright and early and hang out with you guys. I think, you know, for some of my UK stoner friends and European stoner friends, it's got to be probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon by the time I get this up. My Australian stoner friends, I'm sorry, I'm probably going to miss you because I think right now it's like almost 11 p.m. where you guys are. So my Aussie stoners, we're going to have a belated 420 celebration together, but I appreciate everyone that's here hanging out with me. I don't have much of a script today. I don't have much planned, really. I'm just going to have a couple of dabs with you guys, have a quick chat. I hope you are all having a wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful month. If you're new to the Stoner Den, thanks for coming in, hanging out with me on 420. Welcome. Welcome. Everyone here is welcome at the Stoner Den. Even if you're not a stoner, you just want to come hang out. Absolutely. This is a place where people can come hang out, relax, escape the world for a little while. Typically, I will try to talk about something interesting. Try is the operative word. The first episode of every month, I talk about a book. So go check out my past episodes. Some books I've talked about are, last one was The Princess Bride by William Goldman. I've also done episodes on The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I did a Christmas episode on A Christmas Story by Gene Shepherd. So go check out past episodes. My very last episode that I just posted this last Saturday was all about 420. Where did 420 start? How did it start? Who started it? What typically happens on 420? So if you're interested in that kind of stuff and you want some more 420 Stoner Den content after this, go check it out. But since there's nothing else to get into, let's just get into the mood, shall we? It's 420, friends. I've got two different strains to have a dab with you today. So grab your weedy shit and let's just get into the mood, shall we? So friends, what are we doing today? How are you guys? What are your 420 plans? Obviously, because we are in the middle of a pandemic, our plans are a little bit different than they typically would be. 420 is actually a big time for stoners to go out and congregate together. Even if you're a solitary stoner, it's generally where you can go out and find a stoner celebration somewhere. But that's probably not happening. I hope it's not happening. I do not encourage anyone to go out and celebrate in large groups. Make sure to stay in your bubble, guys. Come on, let's be responsible. I know, I'm lame, but let's do it. All right, so what are you guys doing? Are you having some bong hoots? Are you smoking a pipe? You got some joints or some blunts rolled up? Maybe a vape ready to go? Got your volcano bag all filled up? I'm going to have a dab. I'm a dabber. But all types of stoners are welcome. Like I said before, if you're not a stoner, you're welcome to come and hang out as well. Okay. So first one is Sunday's best, but it's spelled like an ice cream sundae, not like the day sundae. So Sunday's best is an indica dominant hybrid. From what I can tell, it is a cross between Sunday Driver and Jet Fuel Gelato. I'm not entirely sure if that's true for the one I have in particular, since some of these seem to be designer strains that a manufacturer will make specifically for themselves. So that's why you get a lot of these weird names. Like in my last episode this last Saturday, I had one called Big D Energy. That's just the way it goes with weed sometimes. Stoners are creative, what can I say? But yeah, so Sunday's Best is, like I said, it's an indica dominant. So it's kind of like an uplifting indica. It has really good mood altering effects. Like it's going to make you feel pretty good. Colors will seem a little brighter. Food will just taste a little bit better, you know. But it's going to have a really strong body high at some point. So get ready for that. You're gonna be stuck to the couch at some point, probably. I would say this is probably like a good midday to evening strain. Might not be strong enough for nighttime. So yeah, I would keep it around the midday. Definitely not the morning unless you have nothing else planned. I plan on going right back to bed after I'm done with this episode, so I don't give a shit. Let's see what it smells like. Okay, Sunday's Best is... It has like kind of like a citrusy... little bit of a twang, but it's very herbally, very, very herbally. Like it smells like a combo of almost like basil and something else, like very green herbs. I actually read someone describe it as like a hoppy smell, and I totally get that. That's kind of what it smells like, because hops have like a very herbal smell, but they also have like a citrus or like a sour twang coming through, and that's really what this is. But of course, the proof is always in the pudding. So we gotta taste it, and we gotta experience it. All right, so I got my Sunday's Best dab ready. Are you guys ready? Here comes the torch for all of my headphone-wearing stoner friends. You ready? You ready? It's gonna get loud. So how is everyone's 420 going so far? I hope it's going amazing. Typically, 420 is a time where stoners would congregate in person. And you get to hang out with your stoner friends and you just get to smoke and not really worry about much. Lots of big cities would typically have big celebrations, big parties. Obviously, most major cities in California have gigantic parties. Vancouver up here in Canada is known for having big 420 celebrations, even long before it was legal. Surprisingly, my hometown of Edmonton has been pretty well known for having a pretty big 420 celebration down at the legislature grounds. Let me know what 420 is typically like where you're from. Is it like a big thing? Does nobody really care? Do people celebrate quietly on their own? What's it like? What's it like out there? Okay, there we go. Torchy torchy is done. Just gotta let that cool off. But yeah, so since we can't go out and hang out with our stoner friends face to face like we typically would and pass a joint or a bong around, that might be a long time before we do that again. I thought it'd be nice to just hang out, have a little hoo with you guys. We'll have a virtual 420. And then if you're interested, later on today, I'm actually going to post up a video on Instagram. I'm going to go sit outside. It's supposed to be super fucking nice out today, super nice and sunny. So I'm going to grab one of my nice glass bongs. I'm going to go sit outside and I'm going to actually smoke a bong bowl of some actual weed. I'm not going to do a dab. I know, shocker. So if you're interested in that, if you want to have like a little bit of a visual celebration, have a face-to-face with another stoner friend, come and hang out with me on the Instagrams. I do some dabbing videos over there. I try to post over there as much as I can. But yeah, Instagram, The Stoner Dan Podcast, Facebook, The Stoner Dan Podcast, Twitter, The Stoner Dan Podcast. It's the same everywhere, just to make it easy on you guys. Let's feel. Still a bit hot. I got a brand new banger. I am so excited. It is huge. This banger is massive. It's way bigger than any banger I've had before. It seems really good quality. The bottom is really nice, thick quartz. The only issue is the timing on this one is totally off. I have no idea what the timing for this one is. So it's taken a bit of trial and error to try and figure out what is the right temp. I think I'm ready. Oh, yeah, that was tasty. Taste is pretty much exactly the same as the flavor. You get a little bit of that, like, sourness, but then it's mostly, like, herbal and a lot of, like, green grass, fresh-cut green grass flavor. Very nice. Very, very nice. The flavor is what gets me on this one. I've bought this one a couple times. Oh, that was delicious. So, yeah, my new banger. Nothing else really happened with me. Oh, well, that's big fat fucking lie. I got a new job. Hey, that's kind of exciting. I don't know if you guys care, but it's exciting for me because I've been really stressing about it. I had a couple interviews this last week and I got hired from one of them. So I am super fucking stoked about that. I'm not sure if you guys could tell. Oh, gosh. What is even happening today? Oh, look at here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm scrolling through Twitter just while I'm talking to you guys, just to see what's going on. The Stoner Den podcast on Twitter. That's where I am at right now. And Happy 420 is trending. Of course, it should be fucking trending. Where are we at? What do we got going on? What's high times? Oh, high times. 21 minutes go. Happy 420 to the cannabis enthusiasts of the world. Thanks, high times. Happy 420 to high times. That would be pretty fucking awesome if High Times listened to my podcast. The next one is from someone named Darth Vader, and it's a picture of Obi-Wan lighting a joint with his lightsaber. And it says Obi-Wan Cannabis. I love it. I've only just really discovered Twitter and figured out how cool it can be. Twitter can be a dumpster fire if you let it, but it can also be pretty cool if you stick to the cool parts. What else we got going on here? Oh, there's a retweet to pass the Twitter blunt. Retweet. Should I retweet it? We'll retweet it. I don't know who's tweeting it originally, but I'm retweeting it. Oh, hey, yeah, we're doing a wake and bake. I forgot to say that at the beginning. That was going to be one of my good lines. I'm having a wake and bake with you guys. Clearly, I forgot. That's what I'm doing. I'm having a wake and bake because it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. It's 6:45 a.m. from what my computer says. What else we got going on here? Not much. Twitter's a little bit slow right now. Oh, we got a picture of Seth Rogen, Snoop Dogg, and Wiz Khalifa all smoking doobies together. Looks like Seth Rogen has like a cross-shaped joint. Nice, nice. That takes some craftsmanship. When I worked at the head shop, we used to have joint rolling competitions where you would have to make like a really like crazy looking, like weird ass joint. Like crosses don't even come close to the things people rolled up these things. And they had to function. You had to be able to smoke them for it to pass. Oh, good times. Good times. Oh, lots of people. Happy 420. Happy 420 to all the potheads. All right, you know what? Since we're on here as the den, let's send out a tweet. Happy 420 to all my stoner friends. I am recording this and typing this tweet at the same time. So this will be super meta for any listeners. Hey, hey. So if you want it to be meta, go check it out. Okay, there we go. Tweet. I tweeted that. Stoner Den Podcast on Twitter. Go check it out. Okay, I'm done. I'm done with that. All right. Let's move on to the next one. Let's have another dab. Let's do it. I'm gonna have another dab. Okay, what are we doing? What? Right, dabbing. Having another dab? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what's going on. I'm not stoned yet. Okay, the next one up is another fun name. I can't resist. Plus, it's something new, so I had to try it. Okay, so this one is called Donald's Diamonds. That's right. I don't want to assume that this is the Donald that we're probably all thinking. The Donald that might have diamonds. But I kind of think that's maybe where the name is going, or like what whoever came up with the name, that's what they were thinking, right? Donald T, the old president, right? Who most of us don't like. Yeah, so I think that's where this name is coming from. I can't be 100% sure. I did not find any information about this strain at all. So this is absolutely a designer strain, or it's something else and it's been renamed. It smells, I hate to say it, it smells cheesy. It smells really cheesy. It's kind of like one of those smells where you're like, I don't want to like this smell, but I kind of do. And that's what I'm getting from it. Saying all of these things and having it called Donald's Diamonds is really weird. I'm just going to say that. This one is like, we're virgin on Parmesan with this one. We're almost getting into the smelly feet. Like, it's making my nose curl up a little bit. I don't know. I'm going in for it. The container just straight up says it's an indica. So, ooh, this is going to be good. Two indicas, one right after the other. I'm going to be having a good nap after this. Here we go. Torchy, torchy time. Since it's already warm, it won't take me near as long.
Whoa.
Weed is becoming legal in more and more places around the world. So hopefully, wherever you are, it is maybe not legal, but decriminalized. And so you don't have to worry so much about smoking weed. In Canada, obviously, it's been legal for quite a long time. It's been legal for recreational use across the country since 2018. Unfortunately, that only included green stuff. So edibles came about a year later, and then concentrates and things like that. Maybe edibles were in with that too. But I know concentrates for sure only became legal within the last year or year and a half, maybe 2 years. I actually only want to say year. I think it's only been a year since concentrates have been legal here. So, but I think with places like Canada legalizing it, it can only make it better for everyone else. If we can prove that it was a responsible choice and our country isn't going down the shitter because we legalized weed, it can only be a good thing, right? So there you go. I think there's hope. Like I said in my last one, there was lots of times where lots of people didn't think it would ever become legal. And here we are. So keep the hope alive, friends. So many more states in the U.S. are legalizing weed. New Jersey just became one of the newest ones. So congrats everyone who lives in New Jersey. You can smoke weed legally now. Well, not quite yet. I think it's July. Sometime later this year, it will become legal. So that's pretty kick-ass. Let's see. Is this ready? I don't know. But let's find out. Holy crap, that one went forever. It wouldn't stop. So that's what you want from a dab, though. It should go for fucking ever. Okay. Wow. Oh my gosh. I can feel that one behind my eyes almost right away. That one was odd. It tasted good, but odd. Kind of like the flavor. I mean, kind of like the scent. It was cheesy, but then there was a lot of like green grass flavor at the end. Oh my gosh, and it is hitting me like a Mack fucking truck. Oh, wow. Okay, this one is definitely evening. Definitely evening. Maybe even right before bedtime. Holy shamoles. Okay, well, that was fabulous. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. I'm going to try and cover it up with music, but the fan on my poor laptop is just going mad. My computer is very angry with me right now. I don't know why. Well, there we go. Sorry. That's my after dab voice because I can't talk. And my after dab laugh. Sound like an old man? Oh my god, it just annoyed. Oh no, I am stoned. Wow, happy 420, folks. Get together, Jess. Come on now. Okay. All right, folks. I think that might be it for me for today. I hope you have a fabulous 420. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'm going to be back here next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, I guess. Remember, uploads are now Saturday mornings. So if you want to get a jump on the Stoner Den, there you go. I hope you all have an awesome day. I hope you have an awesome 420. Stay stoned. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And I will see you later on today on Instagram, or I will see you next week. Have a good day. Happy 420. Bye-bye.